Hello, neighbors, and welcome to Haunted House Flippers. This podcast is merely a work of pure fiction, I assure you. Should you find any similarities to anyone living or dead, or to the experiences discussed, it is certainly only a coincidence. Since you've come this far, I recommend you listen with headphones whenever possible. But if that isn't an option for you, well, I won't judge. And lastly, if you've enjoyed this experience and would like to support the cast and crew while getting some rather interesting and unique rewards, please look for us on Patreon. For the rest of the details about the show, episode transcripts, links to social media, and merch, make your way over to our website at hhfpodcast.com. Thank you for your time. May your experience be splendid.
Hello, hello, my spooky friends. Just a quick recap on what's been going on in my life. My wife and I recently inherited the motherlode of all haunted houses, an old Victoria home nestled in historically spooky New Hampshire. So, as a professional paranormal investigator, I am going to do my very best to document every single thing that occurs on the property while Janet and I work to restore it. My ultimate goal is to provide indisputable proof of the other side. Oh, and if anyone wants to reach out to me with questions or comments, you can email me at ghostguytom@gmail.com. All right, let's get right into it. And remember, if you've got it, haunt it. My name is Tom Miller, and this is Haunted House Flippers. Episode 7, What Lies Beneath.
Wake up, Tom.
I'm awake. Hi.
Are you okay? I've never heard you make noises like that in your sleep. You were really freaking me out for a minute.
Yeah, I never really had a dream like that. I mean, I've had nightmares, like, you know, ones that seem really, really real, but this was just too real. I remember so much, too.
Do you want to talk about it? Or do you want me to just hold you for a bit?
Can we do both?
Of course. Come here. Talk to me.
So, in the dream, we were here in the motel. My phone rang, but it wasn't right. There weren't enough numbers. I don't remember what they were, but I think it was like two numbers short from a regular phone number. But anyway, I answered it, and it was my grandfather. And he told me he needed to see me at the house right away. It was super urgent. So I jumped up, I got dressed, I grabbed my phone, the recorder, the keys to the car, and I went to the house. I remember getting in. I remember starting the car. The radio was on. It was Big Daddy Louie. It was one of his shows. And then suddenly, I was at the house. I remember standing outside, staring up at it. All the windows were bright, like every light in the house was on. It looked warm, it looked inviting and safe.
That's really eerie.
Yeah, well, I walked up to the front door, but when I walked through it, I was in the basement, and I was in my grandfather's workshop, and he was there.
Your grandfather was there?
Yeah, he was standing at the workbench. I remember the clocks were ticking really, really loud, and he looked at me very confused, and he said, "You're not supposed to be here." And then all the lights went out, and I was suddenly in the dark, the darkest dark I have ever seen. But I wasn't alone. It wasn't my grandfather who was there with me, but I wasn't alone, and I didn't feel safe anymore. And then everything got really loud, and that's when he woke me up.
Jesus. That is really freaky. I am so sorry. But I don't mean to belittle it, but it was just a dream. I think the undertaking of this project has really just got us both stressed out.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. I think you're right. I think I miss our usual day-to-day routines right now.
You know what? Me too. Maybe we should take a day off. Go explore the town. We can't today, unfortunately, so how about tomorrow?
You know what? That would be awesome. I would love that. I would absolutely love that. Why can't we today?
I wanted to get to the house extra early, remember?
Vaguely.
I really want to get there before Lee.
Can you remind me why?
Just what I had said before we left yesterday. I appreciate the contractors being there on a whim, and not costing us anything, but I really want to take some part in the renovations. I want to look back on this and be able to say, with pride, that I rebuilt some of that house.
Yeah, I gotcha. That's fair. How early do you want to go?
I'd like to get there for 6.
Oof. What time is it now?
4:18.
So we can sleep a little more, yeah, please?
For a bit, yeah. What is that sound? Did you set an alarm or something?
No. I don't know what that is. Oh, weird. It's my recorder. Looks like it's almost out of memory.
Is it on?
Apparently. I can't turn it off. The stop button just isn't doing anything. Oh, that's awesome. This would have had to have been on literally all night to run out of memory. It can record for like 6 hours. And I just cleared it out.
Maybe we have 6 hours of you saying ridiculous things in your sleep again. We could start a podcast.
Funny. Bet it caught you snoring again. Hey, let's find out. I'll get the audio files transferring over to the laptop while we sleep a bit more. This hasn't been playing audio back since, you know, the incident.
You mean since you tried to eat it?
Yeah. We're just going to call it the incident. I don't want to be awake. It's only been like 8 minutes. Why do you hate me?
You'll thank me for this later. Now get up and get ready.
Why are you already up and dressed?
I'm feeling motivated.
Who are you?
I don't know.
Well, we can't leave yet. We gotta see if there's anything on the recording from last night, remember?
Yeah, but we don't have time to listen to 6 hours of audio right now.
I'm just gonna click through it. Look, let's make a bet. If it's you snoring first, you buy breakfast and coffee. If it's me talking, it's on me.
Oof, I don't like these odds.
And besides, you said you wanted to hear it.
Yep, I did, didn't I? Sleepy Janet does not make good decisions. Is that?
At the tone, the most
did I turn on the TV in my sleep?
Tom, no. That's the radio. That's in the car.
Oh my god.
So when I say boop, it's 3 a.m.
Tom, start
ready?
This from the beginning. Right now.
Oh, there's the phone call.
Voice though.
Yeah.
Hey, check your recent calls on your phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No.
Sure.
Nothing. Of course. There's nothing here.
Yeah.
Christ, Tom. Did you seriously sleepwalk or drive to the house?
Hey.
Good morning to all my night owls out there. You're listening.
I guess I did.
That is so scary. That is so unbelievably scary.
Trust me, I agree completely.
Now it sounds like you're walking through the house.
I don't remember this part. I just showed up in the workshop.
Are you talking to yourself? It sounds like you're whispering to yourself.
I don't know. Oh, here it is. I think this is where I saw him.
Hello, Thomas. You're not supposed to be here.
Whew. Yep. That is officially creepy.
I have chills. Wait. Are you believing in a possible supernatural occurrence?
No. I said it was creepy.
Then whose voice was that?
My best guess? It was you.
What do you mean it was me?
Hun, you're a very animated and creative person. You do all kinds of voices all the time.
It's not that varied, though.
Did you forget that when we first started dating and I had ankle surgery, you drew faces on my feet with a Sharpie and sent me video of what they were up to?
Oh yeah, left foot Larry and six-toed Tim.
I don't have six toes.
I miscounted.
Look, my point is, you're really good at voices. You talk in your sleep all the time. I really think this was just you dreaming really hard.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think it was. It kind of sounds like you. It's okay. I'm not upset, but I think I do need to hide my keys at night for a little while until we get your late night wandering sorted out.
Yeah. I'm more upset that I didn't even hit a drive-thru on the way home.
Yeah. I'd be less upset if I woke up to a hot fudge sundae.
Do you want ice cream for breakfast?
I am a fully grown, responsible adult. You bet your ass I'm having ice cream for breakfast.
Please don't bet my ass. There isn't much there.
Also, technically, you lost the bet. You're buying.
Fine. I don't wanna.
Don't wanna what?
All of it. Anything. I just don't.
I forgot exactly how much of a morning person you are not.
Janet, it is still dark out. We should be in bed. Cozy. Sleeping. Under 10 pounds of blankets. I would love to be sleeping. I would really, really love nothing more than to be sleeping right now.
So would I, but we have work to do. Just eat your donut and drink your coffee while I finish my sundae. You'll be fine.
Ow. What's that?
You're gonna need to be a little more specific there, Sherlock.
The bright thing are the buildings in the sky.
The sun?
Is that what that is?
Tom, have you never seen the sun rise?
I have. Use it in movies and TV all the time.
But you've never actually seen a sunrise. In person. In real life.
I have literally never had a reason to be up this early.
Wow. I would ask if you're secretly a vampire, but your sense of fashion has already debunked that.
What is that supposed to mean?
It's a bit on the bland side, but that's not why I love you, darling.
I love you too? What do you mean by bland? My clothes aren't bland.
Darling, my love, my everything. You've been wearing the same shirt for 3 days, and I'm pretty sure that is the only pair of pants you brought with you. Your taste in everyday fashion is, well, it's like if the word bland were raised on a diet of plain tofu, dried oats, and religious fundamentalism.
Yeah? And you're like a pizza cutter.
What?
All edge and no point.
Wow. Damn nice. I didn't know you had it in you. Let's do that again, for fun. I'll go first. You currently look like something I draw with my left hand.
Ouch. Yeah, well, your IQ is lower than my self-esteem, so that.
Oh, burn! I mean, you kind of burned yourself at the same time, but whatever. Do it again. You go.
Yeah. Damn it.
What's wrong?
My recorder. It's junk. It's just not working right anymore.
I'm sorry, hon. We can order you a new one when we get back to the motel. You're just gonna have to go a whole day without documenting us ripping up a floor.
No, it's just awful. Today's garbage.
Maybe it'll get better. Yes, we are here first.
That is because literally everyone is still asleep, which is where we should be.
Well, the good news is we got here before Jefferson.
I mean, that's definitely an improvement to my day. Weird. Is that a package on the steps?
Looks like it. Ooh, maybe it's a spooky coffin or something. Who's it for?
I'll go check. If it's for my grandfather, I'm going back to bed.
Deal.
Oh, weird. It's for you.
Oh, how strange. You should open it. Maybe it's haunted.
You're acting weird. What are you up to?
Nothing. Let's go in and see what it is.
Why am I opening your mail?
No reason. I'm just lazy. Gotta save my strength for ripping up the floor.
Okay. Can you please stop flexing? It's too early for your threats. What? What is this?
What does it look like?
Is this... You got me a new recorder?
Mm-hmm.
But this is a...
A Watson SRX 8900. Yep.
This is top of the line. It's what all the best paranormal investigators are using right now. How did you even...
I did my research.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But why? I thought you hated this stuff.
Well, yeah, but you don't. It's your thing. It makes you happy. And this one lets you connect directly to wherever you're hosting your audio and automatically uploads it for you. So now you can focus on the house and listen back later.
But won't that upload it without any edits?
Are you editing now?
That's a fair point. You're the best. Can I set it up now?
Yes. Also, you have jelly on your face.
Yeah, I know.
Tom, like... A significant amount.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay, then.
Check, check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Check, check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Save and upload file. Wow, this is so cool.
Working good?
Yeah, this thing is amazing. It even has voice activation. It's going to take me at least a solid hour to get through the manual, though, but God, this thing is awesome.
And you can go through the manual tonight. Right now, we have our work cut out for us.
All right, so what's the plan, Stan?
First, we get this carpet out of here. Then, we pry up the rotten floorboards.
Hulk smash!
No, gently. We want to save what we can, remember?
Oh, yeah. Then what?
Well, I don't know. That's as far as I got.
Oh.
Look, I'm new at this too, okay? So shut up.
Thank you.
Holy shit.
Family show.
Tom? Is this what I think it is?
Hi, friends. Ghost Guy Tom here. An interesting development has just developed. My wife has just ripped up a floorboard and revealed some ancient mosaic tiling. It looks like a border to something, and it's centered to the fireplace.
No.
You okay? Hon?
Nope.
Where are you going? Janet, say something. You are freaking me out.
Come on, you stupid thing.
Here. Chill. What happened? What's wrong?
I'm freaking out. That's what's wrong.
Why?
You remember how you felt? How we felt when we realized that your dream about driving here wasn't a dream.
Yeah.
It's that, except I can't explain this. I dreamt about this. I dreamt about ripping up a floor, that floor, and finding that, a literal lower level. Tom, how could I have known this? Is there something wrong with me? I've heard brain tumors can do things like this. Am I sick? Should I see a doctor?
Whoa. Calm down. Come here. Maybe it was something you saw in one of the videos that you watched. You've been watching a ton of home improvement stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that must be it, right? With all the random details Leah's tossed out, maybe my brain just put it together, like a puzzle. Just a really bizarre, coincidental puzzle.
See? There you go. See, we can make sense of it, right?
Yeah. An incredibly specific coincidence. Give me your lighter. Why do you have a lighter?
Set things on fire.
Cool. Got it. This is mine now, okay?
Okay, yeah. Do you want to go back in and keep working?
Give me like 10 minutes, okay, hon? I just need a moment.
Yeah, of course. Alright, friends. I'm going to head back inside. I'm going to see if I can get the rest of the boards cleared away for her. I've never seen her like this, but if I can help, I'm gonna. So, this is Handy Guy Tom, signing off for a bit.
No, this is just not quite like anything I've ever seen before.
I mean, to be honest, I'm pretty sure I've seen this as a tapestry in that yoga studio I went to like twice.
Oh no. Do not tell me that there were New Age people here.
Why?
Because, Janet, have you ever tried to get the smell of patchouli out of anything?
That is a really valid point.
Oh, look at you being all smart and recording when you heard my voice. Who's my good little biscuit? Is it you?
It is you.
I see you two are getting along well.
Like a new best friend. Anyway, hi friends, Ghost Guy Tom here, and you may have heard, Janet and I have made an astonishing discovery. Upon ripping up about a quarter of the not living room floor, we discovered almost exactly what my wife saw in her dream. An absolute premonition, a level of clairvoyance that I never anticipated. Perhaps this supernaturally charged house has granted her sight beyond sight.
Did you just quote Thundercats?
No.
I think you did.
Huh. So, yeah. Under the floor was another floor. It has a step down and a rather ornate ceramic tiling around the borders, but that isn't even the strangest part. The floor was originally covered with a thick layer of dust and dirt, but upon sweeping it away, we discovered something even more remarkable. An unexpected floor. Well, wait. No, back up. I mean, we expected a floor. Obviously, there would be another floor under, but we didn't expect this floor, if that makes sense.
Oh my god, Tom, you are as bad as an online recipe that has to tell you about the sunny day back in college when they first discovered how much they love a particular shade of purple because a butterfly they just saw and it reminds them of the beaches of Croatia before getting to the goddamn recipe. Now get to the point, you clickbait article.
Okay, sheesh. So, there appears to be some kind of sigil on the floor. At first we thought it was painted, but then we realized it was actually burned into the wooden floor planks. It's big. It's got to be 8 or 10 feet across.
It's really bothering me.
Why?
I feel like I know this symbol from somewhere.
Was it in your dream, maybe?
Actually, no. I didn't get a good look at the floor in the dream. It's just oddly familiar.
Well, let's break it down. I've got some solid experience with sigils and ritual circles. So the base is a pentagram, which penta, meaning five, means it's a five-pointed star.
I know what a pentagram is, Mr. LeVay.
I don't know what you know, okay? Also, I'm explaining it for my listeners. So, yeah. Okay, pentagram. With a pair of lines going from this point here to about halfway to that one with a circle at the end.
Are you pointing?
Huh?
Tom, you can't just point at things. It's an audio recorder. They can't see you. And why are you explaining it like this? Are you expecting them to draw along at home? It's not going to make sense.
Well, fine. How would you explain it so that they get it at home?
Well, you're right that its base is a standard pentagram. It has linear markings similar to the sigil of Beelzebub, but this section looks similar to the sigil of Astaroth, but it's not complete.
How? How do you know this exactly?
Dude, have you ever seen a death metal album cover? They use this kind of stuff all the time. A lot of their songs are based around the occult. I just don't recognize the symbols that are on the border of the circle. They sort of resemble another demon summoning, but like, I don't get why it's all together. Oh my god, I know what this is. I will be right back.
Okay. I have no idea what just happened or what is about to happen, but I feel like this little incident has unlocked a side of my wife that I didn't know existed. It's kind of neat. It's also kind of scary. Maybe a little bit hot. Definitely scary. I don't know where she went, but... Oh, and she's back. Okay, hi, hon.
I knew it! I knew it! I knew it!
What is going on? That is a CD. Why are you waving a CD at me? Why do you even still own CDs?
Can't breathe. Bad decision. Running bad. Gonna die.
You okay? You're just gonna lie on the floor?
Yep.
It's still pretty dirty.
Don't care. Just gonna die for a bit.
Oh, okay. Well, she's frantically pointing at this. It's a CD. It says, "The Apostles of Satan's Carnival?" Did I read that right? She's nodding yes. This is the name of a band? Someone pitched this to three or four other people, and they in turn agreed that this was a good idea. This is what they decided to name it. They thought this was a good plan. I'm getting a thumbs up. Did they use an online band name generator? Whatever. What am I doing with this?
Flip it over.
Do I need to call an ambulance?
I'm fine.
All right. Oh, wow. Okay, so on the back of this album is what looks to be this exact sigil. Damn, girl, good find. Looks like track 4 is called The Summoning of Azaluishurthl. My face doesn't make these sounds.
I honestly don't think you're supposed to be able to say it. Any other useful information in the track titles?
Not really. Track 1 is Satan's Sin Pants. Track 2 is Waffle House Murder House. Track 3 is Baby Baby Meat Grinder.
Oh, that song is sick. You want to hear it?
I'm good. I'm good. Thanks, though. Let's see. We have Rotting the Cradle.
Another excellent choice.
Tommy Tombstone. Shallow Tomb of the Hell Priest. By the way, they spelled tomb wrong. And School. They have a song called School.
Well, good morning. I wasn't expecting to see you two here quite so early. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
So laying on floors is just a common occurrence in the Miller household. Noted.
Yeah, pretty much.
We woke up earlier than intended and thought we'd just get a head start on the day.
Ah, I do appreciate ambition. I am going to make a blind assumption that, other than debris removal, we won't be needing the assistance of my friends.
Yeah. I think we've got this. Also, we've got some questions we're hoping you can answer.
I can imagine you would.
Do you know anything about this?
Honestly, no.
But you're like our personal local historian.
I see I've been promoted from grave person. Unfortunately, I truly do not know anything about this. This floor was replaced sometime in the late 60s or early 70s, which was well before my father moved in next door. My best guess would be something to do with the hippie movement. It looks somewhat Tibetan, probably used for yoga or spiritual classes.
See? I knew it. New Age people.
What are you going on about?
He's afraid of patchouli.
Your list of irrational phobias is astounding.
I'm not afraid of it. I just have some concerns.
I see. Regarding this interesting choice of room decor, would you like me to have it removed professionally, or did you want to attempt to clear it out yourself?
If it's okay with you, Lee, I'd like to try it on our own.
It's your home. You may handle this however you see fit. I am just here to give my professional opinion.
Which is?
Very simply, that if any of these old floorboards are connected to the frame or foundation of the house, I do not recommend moving them yourself.
Really? What's the worst that could happen?
You could shift the stone foundation, which could potentially cause a portion of the house to collapse.
Oh. Yeah, that'd be bad.
Yes, quite.
I promise we'll be careful.
Do we really need to rip this up? Like, now? Can we leave it for, like, a couple of days? I'd really love to study it just a little bit.
Tom, we have so much work to do. We can't just halt progress every time we find something old and weird. It's a weird old house. I suspect it's going to happen a lot.
One night, please. I'll stay up late, I'll do a bunch of work on this, and then tomorrow we can start ripping up, I promise.
Okay, fine. One night.
Awesome. Thank you.
Let's start clearing out that bedroom upstairs so we can move in, since we can't feasibly live in this room like we planned.
I can bring over my father's old pickup. We can use that to haul off anything you don't want to keep.
That would be great. Thank you, Lee.
Not a problem. Thomas, your little electronic device seems to be blinking. I don't know what it means, but I suspect it wants your attention.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the battery's almost dead. I didn't get to charge this yet. I'll plug it in now. All right, friends, this is Ghost Guy... What?
Are you unfamiliar with how phones work?
Hun, are you okay? Are you trying to answer it telepathically?
It's the same number from my dream. It's missing two numbers. 767-31922.
Answer it. See who it is.
I missed it. I'm sorry, I froze.
I seem to have missed something.
It's kind of hard to explain. The short version is that Tom keeps getting calls from a number that shouldn't work.
Ah, probably trying to urgently reach you about your car's extended warranty.
Wow, you said something funny. I knew you had it in you.
What are you talking about? I'm always funny.
Yeah. Oh. There's a voicemail.
$5 says Lee is right.
One new voice message. You have 36 saved voice messages. Press 1 to hear new messages.
Oh.
Haunted House Flippers is an original podcast written and produced by J.D. Laurier, who also voices Tom Miller. Our social media presence is thanks to Melissa Croft, who also voices Janet Miller. And our graphic design and website is thanks to Adrian Johnson, who also voices Lee. Our theme music is Buzzard's Bay by The Shortcuts, and yes, ghostguytom@gmail.com is in fact a real email address. If you'd like to support Haunted House Flippers, either monetarily or by just helping spread the word, you can find easy links to our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, as well as all of your listening options at our website, www.hhfpodcast.com. That's www.hhfpodcast.com. Thank you so much for tuning in, and until next time, remember, if you got it, haunt it.